The Federal Emergency Management Agency tested the National Emergency Alert System for the first time today in Alaska. It used a live code from Washington, D.C., which would allow the president to address the entire nation during a real emergency. Jeremy Zedek is public affairs officer with the state's Department of Homeland Security. He says the state was picked to test the system because Alaska faces such a wide range of threats and hazards.
We have volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, floods, severe weather. So there's a lot of different risks that we face here, and I think Alaskans are just kind of naturally prepared for those hazards.
Today's test at 10 a.m. didn't go exactly as planned. Some stations didn't receive the test at all, and some experienced very low audio volumes or fuzzy sound. But Zedek says, overall, it was a success.
There were some minor problems with different stations throughout Alaska, but that they were a very small percentage, and most of the stations rebroadcast the message loud and clear.
The Alaska Department of Homeland Security is now combing through comments from the public that came in following the test. Director of Operations Brian Fisher says those insights will be helpful as emergency response officials work to build a better alert system.
We are considering this test absolutely successful. We found a few anomalies with equipment and programming, as expected. And that's the primary reason that we were doing the test, was to discover those issues so we can move forward and work on resolving them.
The test message was sent from FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C. For a real emergency, it would come directly from the White House. FEMA Assistant Administrator Damon Penn says the president would decide what type of event would warrant using the system.
A large-scale disaster of some kind that interrupted communications to a level where he felt that in order to reach the majority of the American public, he needed to activate the system would be what we'd use it for.
Officials are considering testing the system in other states or holding a national test.